this could be. You said it before. You're like, I'm always so excited for this episode. Don't say excited for this, because if you have concerns, regrets, feelings about the vaccine, either way, we unpack it pretty deeply.
Yeah, it start. Do you know, it's, what do you call those things where it starts off slowly and just
crescendo.
Ramps up?
Yeah, crescendo. It was a crescendo of an episode. And I've never, ever seen you more passionate, more ranty, but also more healed by a conversation.
Yeah, I didn't ask for what happened in the end, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Neither did I.
My ego got stroked. Oh, did it?
Yuck.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to In the Middle of the Podcast with Josiah and Renee.
This is a podcast exploring, well, the fact that we all have very different opinions. Not one of us is the same, but so often we come into unhealthy habits and ideas and conversations, even cancel culture.
You and I found that we're very good mates.
No,
we have very different values, beliefs, lifestyles as well, Renee, but you and I somehow make it work.
Yeah, we haven't cancelled each other yet, but in 2024, we're back each week, every Monday, with a new episode exploring topics that society's putting down.
And we would love your help. Download every episode. That does help us. Rate us however you feel. 5 stars is better than 1, but you do you, boo.
All right, let's go. Welcome back to another episode. I'm literally sitting here in the studio looking at the TV where they're saying, they're interviewing someone about the obesity rate rising. And obviously last week's episode was a lot about, I guess, the weight loss like phenomenon that we're living in and the pressure that we feel, the drugs that are available, Ozempic. Yeah.
How does that make you feel a week on?
Oh, well, I mean, it's still relevant, I think. I mean, yeah, my opinions haven't changed.
People are still talking about it. You still want people to eat healthy, go for a run?
Oh, look, I'm not telling people how to live their lives. I just don't like lying.
By the way, my microphone, I can't hear myself. So if I can hear you talk, but I can't hear myself talk.
It's not all about you. Just
so like, I know, but it's just really, I'm just going to have to do it without headphones.
Bit of behind the scenes.
But I can hear myself, like, for anyone, I probably sound
just
normal
like,
to everyone.
This is the part where people skip forward in the episode.
No, they love this stuff because it's relatable. All I can hear is like my normal voice. So okay. I presume it sounds the same through the thing.
Welcome. You sound great. That's all.
But I don't know if I feel like I'm too soft or too chill today. That's why.
Well, you're going to go hard today because this episode is something you're very passionate about. But before we get into the hardcoreness of that, cigarette, I'm up. Well, now you never got to wonder what they're going to pick because
this is sick or ick.
I've got
some for you.
Next week. Your turn. Okay. First one, staycay. How do you feel about going into a hotel in your own city and just switching off in a hotel room, paying a couple $100 and having a staycay with your fiance?
I'm going to say ick. I was thinking about this exact thing today.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't know what I was looking at. I was thinking of a hotel for some reason. I was like, we could stay. And I was like, what's the point? Because we live so close.
But it's like, it removes you away from like chores and admin.
No, because
like,
I love my bed so much. I'd rather just be down the road in my own place.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It depends where you live though, right?
Yes, of
course.
For
me, it's ick because I live 5 minutes from the city. So it's just
beach,
like, I may as well have my own bed, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in the suburbs and you want to spend a day in the city, whereas a day in the city to me is the city's my closest shopping center.
Yes. Okay. Tell me you're rich for that. Tell me you're rich, Dom.
So
I think they're sick. Like me and my girlfriends all the time are like, let's get together. Let's go into the city and stay for a night. And I've done it before. I've surprised my friends, pack a bag. I like.
But don't you just think like after dinner and drink, you just want your own bed?
Nah, because the hotel bed, you're in a robe. Like you
get that.
Shut out blinds. No pets to annoy me. Like I'm just in the zone.
Yeah, I get that if it's somewhere else, but just not in your own.
Just say I said it's sick for my own opinion.
Yeah, you can be whatever.
Okay, next one, triathlon. I am in triathlon.
Yeah, what's going on with you? I haven't even asked you about this.
Oh my God, this is a lot. Like I've signed up to support my little brother. We're going to do our first triathlon together. And I just think triathlons are sick in theory, ick for training.
Gold medalist over here during school.
What?
Yeah, I won the triathlon. Every year I won it.
Have you done a sprint triathlon?
Cross country champion, triathlon champion.
Yeah, but like what's a kid's triathlon? 20 meter swim?
Hey, that's the only bi you've ever seen me, biathlon champion.
Biathlon.
Yeah, it's two of them. It was without the swimming.
Yeah, see, that'd be great if it was a bike and a run. But when you do 750-meter swim, 20-kilometer bike ride, and running, it's a lot to train for.
How much do you run in this one?
5 kilometers.
Five kilometers running. How much riding?
Like, I'm so dedicated to this. I got my hair extensions removed for this.
Yeah, you look better.
What? Really?
You look natural.
Oh, Jesus.
Seriously. I thought you were glowing lately. Is that what it is?
Really?
Yeah.
I got my hair out.
There's nothing against extensions.
How can you
tell? Ask me secret hair extensions.
Oh, okay.
Ick.
Really?
Oh, you can see them. Some girls.
Sometimes mine, like.
It depends.
No, my hair salon is amazing. # partner ambassador. And I love my hair salon.
I remember one of my first dates with Melita, now my now fiance, she had them in.
Really?
And I remember seeing them. I was like, I just looked at her going, this is going to be sorted before we.
What? How did you tell her to get them out?
Oh, I'd eventually give it a couple. She only had them in temporarily.
Yeah, same.
Obviously to impress me because they
it's
look
not
longer.
About impressing you.
What is it
just
for
like,
then?
I have no hair. That's the thing.
Yeah, but she's got long hair already.
Yeah,
so I was looking at
fine.
She's extra long. And I could
fine.
See the things like the those
nah,
things.
She's
got to
go to a good salon. Mitch in Melbourne, that's where it's at.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I've seen her since then and she doesn't. I was like, look, you look amazing.
How funny. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. I'm going.
Cynic to me. Gross.
Ooh, sick for me. Last one, AFL. Obviously, last weekend was the launch of the AFL season. You're about AFL, or do you think it's just a bit too much?
Controversial, being from Sydney and now living in Melbourne.
Carlton supporters?
No. I'm going to say it's sick because I love all sport.
Okay.
But it's just, to me, it's just second tier to rugby league.
Do you know what? Like, it's sick in theory, and I love that people get involved, and I love that women getting more recognition. I love that we're all Carlton supporters. You, me, M, digital producer, Paddy, all Carlton.
Go the Blues.
Go the Blues.
But don't love the traffic that comes with it.
Oh, that's what it's about for you. Footy itself
Punt
is so
Road
sick.
In Melbourne, if you
of
are
course.
From Melbourne, is a nightmare.
No. Anything. There's two things with footy season. It's sick because you've got footy back, and when there's. Yeah. I love, like.
There's a lot of testosterone in the air. Oh, for me, that's a lot.
We just had our first official round of NRL finish as well, and footy, etc.
Oh,
and stuff.
Ick.
No, it's
NRL
completely
is
sick.
The ickiest sport
under
the sun.
It is the greatest sport in the world.
It is so icky.
And I'm an ex-professional soccer player. This is
Josiah,
better.
Can we tell a list of all the things you are? Ex-professional soccer player, a bye winner, a...
Legend. Oh, triathlon winner.
Yeah, you used to be legend, not anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still living in my past.
Okay, well, we didn't really agree on that. So moving on to today's episode, we are not going to
agree.
Oh,
you ready for this one?
I'm so
fire
ready.
Up, Renate. So it was about this time last year, you and I did an episode where we talked about anti-vaxxers. You questioned me on my beliefs and stuff like that. It is still to this day our most downloaded episode yet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People love it.
Because everyone's got an opinion about it.
They
and
do.
We value opinions on
And it was
pod.
Very controversial for a time. And we're lucky enough. I said this a year ago. We're lucky enough to be in a place where we can finally speak about it. Even then, I'll be honest, I was a bit nervous releasing it.
Yep.
We are now 4 years on. Since COVID
our first lockdown?
In Australia.
Wow.
I don't know when lockdown was. I don't think it was the first one. But the outbreak started around February, March. We're now in March. So, yeah, it was
it
about now.
It feels like such a blur.
4 years is a long time.
Wild.
Isn't
okay.
that crazy?
Yeah.
So, we're 4 years in. So, I will get how you're feeling now.
Yeah.
You have mentioned in previous eps that you were very pro-vax during. You said last year I opened your mind up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And time does open people's minds up and you start realizing different things. You said that you do have a refreshed an opinion, which I'm looking forward to hearing what that is.
Okay.
But if you've just realized that this has happened the last couple of weeks in Australia, in Queensland, a police officer in New South Wales has asked. It hasn't happened, obviously, here in Victoria. No, not that.
Jesus.
No. They've dropped all the mandates for if you're a police officer and if you're a AMBO driver
so
in
still
Queensland.
Have mandatory.
You still do, yeah, even in Victoria, as in to work. So you have to be vaccinated to work, right?
Something off mic.
Yeah.
That I went to, I had to have a vaccine passport.
Recently?
For. Yeah, I'll tell you later off mic.
No, tell us on.
I cannot.
Was it in our state?
Mm,
what
I
have you done recently?
I can't tell you. I'll tell you later.
But okay, in reflection, we'll talk about that off air.
Yeah.
But for people that are listening, you have to give us something without telling us what it is. Did you go, that's ridiculous that you still need that? Or
yeah,
was it
I did.
Enough?
I said, oh God, we're still doing these. I didn't even send mine in.
But you weren't.
I've got it, but I didn't send it in.
Like if you said to me you're walking into it, and this is from someone who believes the vaccine was the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah.
But if you said to me I had to walk into palliative care, I'd be like, you know what? Fair, you know, I actually.
Sure. When you're with vulnerable sick people.
Well, you
maybe.
Weren't going into that.
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
So they're looking at dropping. That's happening. It's going to happen all over. And now they're
even. I didn't even realize right now, if you're in the police force or, and AMBOs as well.
AMBOs. This is in Queensland. Hasn't quite made it down to Victoria, but they're now saying the ones that all had to lost their jobs and stuff, they're now going to push court cases against and they're being pushed through. And
so they're going to be backdating all these payments and go for the government.
They're
going to
try it.
Are you moving to Gold Coast?
Yeah, I would love to. I actually got very lucky for people that are playing along. You know, I had I didn't need it. I got sick. I got
snuck out of the country.
Yeah, I did all those ones, fake passports. No, I didn't. I did everything by the law.
Oh,
I did. Remember, I got a. I've still got it.
You absolutely were someone.
Let
that
me show
went
you right now.
6 kilometers outside the radio.
Oh,
which is
that
wild.
Stuff.
I had a moment at
are you
like.
Serious?
Do you want to go through the things that you broke?
I did all that. No, I'm talking about in terms of being at work.
Yes.
I had an actual COVID certificate, which I still have in my phone. I got a 6 month.
That doesn't say you got the jab. That just
I got a 6 month exemption at the time.
Okay.
And it was in the 6 months that you needed to have it by
chance.
And
it was, I remember at the time you said you had a heart problem. Is that true?
That's what I told the doctor.
You stretched it. Okay.
No, I get like a stabbing thing.
A little white lie.
No, I've had stabbing pain since I was about 20.
Can I just, for people that haven't listened to the other episodes, clearly you're quite passionate about not getting the vaccine and you didn't get it. Why was that?
It didn't feel right.
Okay.
It didn't feel right, first of all.
Growing up, have you always been like anti-medicine?
No. I've had everything since I was a kid.
And if you were going to a third world, like Africa tomorrow, would you get vaccinated for things?
I'd check the ingredients on it and run it by my friend who's a doctor.
Okay.
Because I'm not qualified.
Just
things
the one
in that.
Friend?
Okay, very highly qualified doctor.
Yeah. As are many others. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the ones that probably got paid, the ones that forced you to get it. Now, look who's.
Force me.
Well, the doctors did. they did. So, where I'm at is, long story short, had the pandemic, got forced to do it. I got the exemption because of the heart, got away with it. Never got it for a couple of reasons. First of all, I waited till the end because I wasn't sure. I didn't like it. Whenever there's an agenda at play, I go, why are they pushing this so hard? Let's get to 95%.
Yeah.
We're not going to open up to 95.
Wasn't that wild that that was like our goal?
But that's where I go, maybe they're right, but it doesn't feel right. I spoke with someone I know who is a doctor and said, mate, come on, what's the deal? Because I was very close to getting it, I'll admit to it, because I had to for work and then ended up getting this exemption, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, I have to get it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I pretty well can't work.
Okay.
What should I be? What's in it? He studied this. Okay. His actual job is to study in it.
What's in my body?
I don't even. He
and
was,
would it be out by
he
now?
He showed me the papers. We sat there for hours and hours illegally on my balcony.
Okay.
I went for a walk and he said, mate, whatever you do, he goes, don't get it. There's not enough research.
But do you not feel any guilt for putting like the vulnerable people of society at risk? Well, you just said you broke the law.
So? I didn't do anything wrong. And it's been proven since. And I don't feel bad one bit, no. Because at the time, my biggest concern was what you're saying, yes. Mm. If not getting the vaccine makes me a super spreader, that's a concern. The vaccine, they told us, there's actual audio of the politician saying, if you get vaccinated, you cannot pass it on. That is a load of absolute.
Whenever I found out someone got it after they got vaccinated, I was like, oh.
So when you hear these are in front of our face lies.
Well,
like they lied to our faces.
They're based on information that they had at the time, right?
So and what, they're lies.
If they've developed further research,
then
of course they can come back and say, actually.
I'm sorry, but if they had real information, if you have a little bit of information, but all the information, don't give it to us. Okay. Because you're lying and people now are dying of heart attacks and stuff like never before.
Which is awful. I want to acknowledge that's awful. But people also died because of the not having the vaccine. And like, the symptoms were less severe if you had the vaccine.
Well,
no,
I'll stop you there. And this is something else he said to me. He goes to me, mate, I'm studying the deaths. This is, remember, like 1,000 people a day were dying.
Yeah.
I said, mate, you know, and fear gets swept up and you not to and all this. I said, mate, be honest. He goes, I'm telling you, you have to have I remember saying this on the podcast last year. I couldn't say the word. 4 comorbidities. I think I said it right this time.
Die.
He goes, mate, 1, 2, you will be fine if you get this disease. And comorbidities, it means things like, you know, you could have previous heart disease, obesity.
So what is your opinion on people that got the vaccine? Because obviously we live in a society where you actually had the choice to you pushed it right to the end. You almost considered getting it just to be able to survive and go to work.
Yeah.
But a lot of people didn't have that choice or they had vulnerable people around them. Like for me, I was living with a nurse at the time and it was like
fully
a no-brainer. You had to get that.
Of course, because that's what you're being told.
So
what are you questioning now?
Like do people regret it?
No, I think I'd like to know where your head's at this far on because 4 years, there's a lot more information out there that there's almost a 0% chance that this thing has helped. And if you're still getting it, why? Is it out of fear? Every 6 months.
Why?
Yeah.
And governments are recommending that?
Yes. It came out about 6 months ago. You know, there's a new wave, freshen up
I'm
your
dosage.
I'm pretty
scared about the amount of debt we're going to go into based on the fines that were forced on people. Like, for example, crossing the borders, which a lot of them were just like what's the word?
Fake ones, mandates.
No, yeah, when they, they're being recalled, all these fines that were given out. And also, like, if these people are going to start suing the government for, like, things like that,
where
does it stop? They're going to be in debt.
Oh, big time. And where does it stop as well? Because if one person does, it opens the floodgates. This is why I don't know. They'll have enough things in place.
But to answer the question, though.
Yeah, well, how do you feel this far on? Because last year you were starting to go, yeah, I hear you, but I still have mine. We're a year on now. How do you feel as someone that got it? Mm-hmm. And I got three. But how do you feel ripped off by it? Like, do you feel lied to by the government? Do you feel lied to by our politicians?
I feel like I remain present in the moment, and maybe doing it again, I would think more about the future. Thankfully, I don't feel like I've had side effects from the vaccine, but I know people that have, but I also know people with long COVID. So I'm not, you know, there's a lot at play here, but I would hate for it to impact my health, and maybe, like, that's something I could have controlled, right?
By the way, can I just drop in? Neither is a health professional.
Yes, of course.
I'm gonna do what you're saying, because that's the biggest pushback I get. Look,
this is just
two.
More like our personal experiences. Discussion. Would we have it again?
We're not telling anyone what to do. I'm just
of
saying how
and
I
I'm
feel.
And I'm not judging anyone that did or didn't get it.
No, me neither.
As long as they were respectful in their choices.
I'll put this out. All my family got it. But what I love about my family, I said this last time, is none of them put pressure on me to get it. Didn't judge me for not, and I didn't judge them for. So everyone's entitled. Everyone has their own fear, and everyone reacts in their own way. This is how I chose to react. How are you still feeling?
So at the time, I was like, oh, anti-vaxxers can get out of here. And a lot of them were extreme. As a vegan, it's not a vegan vaccine. It's got milk products in it. It's also tested on animals. I had vegans slam me about it. And I was like, well, guys, how am I going to save the environment, which is my mission, if I'm dead, right? So, like, I think at the time I was just really present, and I took the government's advice, and I had a lot of faith in them, and I trusted them, and that's who I look to get through each day.
Do you question that now when they tell you things? If a pandemic happened tomorrow, will you think twice?
I used to love Dan Andrews, and now I look at it, and I'm like, whoa, he made some crazy decisions. But I don't think anyone was making decisions to be malicious or, like, anyone to be nasty.
Can I get done for defamatory on a podcast?
We had panic pandemic. Like, everyone was freaking out. So I made a decision that felt right in that day without thinking of the implications of that.
Allegedly corrupt.
Well, yeah, a lot of people would agree with you there. But I just think, look, I made a decision on that day for what felt right then. And at the time that felt right. Now I wouldn't do it again. If the government said to us, go into lockdown like we did or get the vaccine, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, so at the time I was going outside the 5Ks. I was living my own life.
I was so scared.
Would you do that now?
I was so scared. I don't want to break the law. I'm not getting on here saying I'm going to break the law, but, like, I would be at protests probably, and, like, obviously peaceful protests. I'm not going to be, you know, putting people at risk.
But my best mate went on a peaceful protest in Sydney, and by protest, they weren't doing anything. They were just walking to show. It was a nice sunny day in Sydney.
Yeah.
They walked around the city and put that on his Instagram, and has copped so much hate at the time from it, lost a lot of friends, didn't talk to him. Now those people.
I feel like the biggest robbery for me of the whole COVID pandemic was my time. Like, I will never get my time in my life. And yes, everything happens for a reason. And yes, it all worked out fine. But, like, that was like 4 years of my 20s that I will never get back.
Yeah, but I'll say this, and I could say probably the same, and I think you will agree with me on that. I had this chat with a mate the other day. I learned so much about myself, I wouldn't – it was tough. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, of course. And that's the thing. It all happens for a reason. I had a great lockdown life. And, like, it really did force you to, like, you know, strip it back to basics. Lots of learnings there. But that's something I'm pissed off at the government about. Because I look at it now. I was at Taylor Swift the other week, and I'm looking around. I'm like, 96,000 people.
I know. With, like, half, there'd be heaps in that crowd,
like,
with COVID.
Japan had to go back to smile school to learn how to smile again. Like, the effects of mental health are going to continue on and on and on. And now it's almost like I laugh at what happened. Without disregarding people that died, but I'm like, we fucking did that?
Yeah.
Sorry, Grandma.
No, it's insane. Yeah, you've just said a swear word on the podcast. You're doing so well. No, but I genuinely look back, and obviously people did or not know at the time, like you said. But what about thinking for yourself? I didn't know either.
I don't think
No, but Renee, what people don't have the ability to do anymore, and this is where the term sheep comes from, you hear a lot of, like, the anti-vax crowd say, is the ability to self-evaluate and think. So what I would do is, all right, they're forcing me to get this vaccination. There's this big thing in the world going on. What I do is I take myself, and I'm pointing a lot with my hands. It's like a visual thing.
But also, people self-evaluate in other ways. Like, for example, I'm going to trust someone to deliver my child over me being like,
do it myself. I'll take myself outside the situation.
And it's good to be skeptical, and it's good to question things, and I'm glad that you did.
But I could have been wrong. Like, I copped it. Like, I wish... I have never copped
it so much. Do you want people
to
apologize to you?
Not really. But
what were some of the things
I'll tell you
said
what,
to you?
If the government came out and acknowledged they were in the wrong, they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't.
They couldn't because too much money's on the line.
Pride and ego and money.
It won't happen. But like just a bit of acknowledgement. Like there was soldiers lining up the streets to get people that were going on a protest. I got screamed at in the streets for going. I was running fast, sweating, and I had multiple people screaming for not wearing a mask while exiting. Mm. Like when you reflect, it makes you angry. But not angry. It's a bad word to use. But you go, what the hell
did we
live
through?
But do you
feel like you owed some acknowledgement for being skeptical? Because now everyone else is skeptical.
I agree. But I think most people, they give you a bit of a nod and realize. But just a bit of. I guess being able to have a platform like this to be able to talk about it,
I've never seen you more passionate and fired up on an episode ever.
Okay.
You're hot, you're sweaty.
I'm going to say something to you now, which might make you feel a bit uncomfortable.
Sure. I'll look away.
And I think I may have touched on it once before.
Yeah.
During you and I worked together, and this isn't a work question at all, but this is, you did it outside of work yourself. When the vaccine push was happening, you started a brand. What was it called?
I forgot about this.
I haven't.
Myself and a friend
what was it
made
called?
A brand called Vaxxed and Waxxed, and we were selling t-shirts and caps and masks.
So we've spoken about capitalizing on things
bring this up. Why not?
And I don't, you've
seen business did terribly, so we didn't make money.
You've seen a business opportunity, you've gone for it, so you're pushing the vax.
Yeah, I was actually pushing the vaccine. Yeah.
How do you feel in reflection?
Well, part of the process at the time, that's what I thought was something, it gave us something to focus on. It gave us something to do. It taught me a lot of business.
But what if someone saw you put that up and went and got the vaccine because of your post, and now they have some sort of injury from that?
Well, I think there would be so many things else at play.
I got to ask that question. And the other thing is, it's still up to them. So I'm not saying it's your problem, but it's not up. It's still that person's decision.
Totally.
But you can influence someone's decision.
Totally.
As could I.
And do you know what? I was pretty vocal about I'm getting the vaccine and I think you should too.
You hated on me. You were hating on me.
Really?
Yes. You hated me.
Okay.
You didn't speak to me for a bit.
Really?
But we weren't as close as we were now. Okay. We will say that as well.
I want to apologize on here.
You don't need to apologize.
No,
I'm not asking for that.
I want to apologize and acknowledge that at the time I was probably passionate about something with the information that I had. And yes, I didn't go off the beaten track and research like you did. And maybe now if this happened again, I would, and I would question it. I was also a lot younger. I'm probably a bit more naive and vulnerable. I was away from family. I had no support. So the government were my, I'd look to them each day.
Which is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I want to acknowledge that I'm proud that you were skeptical, and I'm sorry if I made you feel like you were a bad person.
I appreciate that.
Look at the joy in your face.
I feel so good.
Really?
I feel so good. No, I don't.
But
I
think it's what our podcast is all about. We can agree to disagree, and I can acknowledge, in the past, that was a silly decision.
But I don't want to give the advice not to, because I could be
but
wrong
also,
as
that's
well,
the thing.
Right?
What happens if someone didn't get it because you pushed it, right?
Fully.
And then all of a sudden they died because they didn't have the vaccine.
Well, I don't think that's the case for this COVID one, but for future ones, I'm not saying don't, because I don't want to ever push.
Well, you wouldn't because you're not a medical professional.
No, of course. But I will say just, and this is something that we can all learn from for society.
Yeah.
And there's so many things out there. Like I see, Taylor Swift is a really bad example. But when I just see masses of people all worshipping one thing, I'm like, hey, there's nothing wrong with that if you all love it. But just step outside the square a little bit. And this is something, my mum's kind of told me since I was younger. If there's an agenda being pushed, doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Mm. But just go, why is there an agenda being pushed? Is this okay? Yep, to me it feels okay. Roll with it. Okay. Taylor Swift's music.
So just
am I loving
tick
it?
Box.
Yeah, that's how I think to myself.
Okay.
Can you tell I talk to myself a lot?
Right. Well, thank you. I feel like, did I meet you in the middle? I feel like I did.
Yeah, kind of. It's going to be an interesting feedback episode. These ones always do.
And look, we're not shaming anyone. We're not professionals.
No.
Your choice is your choice. Your body, your rules.
Of course.
But
you can keep getting it. The vac. If you want
go
to. Every,
for it.
That, if that's what.
Just
makes,
I'll come with you. He loves needles
I'll
and
watch
the vaccine.
I'll watch you. But if you want to keep doing that and take the risk and you think there is none, that's so fine. Yeah. But don't just do it because you think the government and this and that. What I have learned is, maybe they don't always have our best intentions at heart.
Okay.
Maybe they are pushing fast food in our faces, back all these different things.
Well,
What
Josiah's really learned is go live in a little village in Albania and live that life, okay?
It would be ideal. And I'm not getting, like,
you can't have your cake and eat it too.
You can't, like, I still like KFC.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I know I can be hypocritical.
You check the ingredients with your doctor on that one,
Well, I've had KFC with that doctor before.
Oh,
so
God. Okay, I wouldn't be going to that doctor.
Maybe I trust him a little bit too much.
Okay. All right, let us know what you think of this episode. Slide into the DMs. This is a heated one. Thanks so much for listening. We loved having that conversation. Oh, did we? But we do love you guys, our listeners. So please like, subscribe, download that bloody episode.
Yeah, we love your help. It does help us out as well. And you know what? Flick us a message. We've got socials as well. Just search Josiah and Renee or In the Middle of the Podcast.
Absolutely. We'd love to get you involved in our conversations. Until next week when we are back in your ears, don't forget to clean them out because that's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. 3 p.m. next Monday. We'll speak to you then.